70-Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 49 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 33. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 52. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the ongoing battle against fentanyl across the state of Kansas ramps up, Kansas Bureau of Investigations Director Tony Mativi sat down to talk about the latest on what they're working on with the Attorney General's office to help try and increase penalties for those involved with fentanyl and trying to keep fentanyl out of the state completely. But he says it's not going to be an easy solution.
Yeah, I wish there were a magic pill. But there's not. Legislatively, we're working with the Attorney General's office on increasing the penalties for those who distribute fentanyl. It really is a poison that's coming into our communities and killing a very broad spectrum of folks in our communities in Kansas. We need to educate people to the fact that fentanyl is being seen in all different kinds of drugs that are being used. And the DEA has a campaign called One Pill Can Kill, and that's really true. And I think people don't recognize, especially the young people, don't recognize how dangerous it is.
Mid-America Network News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trading required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire at Monday.
The national organization of the U.S. Deputy Sheriff's Association has officially donated new bulletproof vests to the Brown County Sheriff's Office this week. WIBW reports that the USDSA has donated thousands of equipment and training across the country, along with training opportunities that include active shooter and self-defense techniques for law enforcement officials. As the Brown County Sheriff's Office says that the organization has also provided monetary donations to help law enforcement officials who give their life in the line of duty. In a statement by Sheriff John Merchant, he said, quote, USDSA is much needed law enforcement partner in today's society, and I appreciate their ability to help underfunded law enforcement agencies obtain much needed safety equipment at no charge. In other news, a three-vehicle collision has sent one individual to the hospital in central Kansas. As WIBW reports that according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the event happened on Tuesday afternoon on Interstate 70 and U.S. Highway 281 in Russell County. One individual was taken to the Russell Regional Hospital with suspected minor injuries. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Congressman Adrian Smith from the Hastings area visited the Tri-Cities area, speaking at Hastings College and talking to individuals about different topics, including immigration, the war in Ukraine, trade, and even the issue with Mexico right now, with the country refusing to accept corn from the United States. As he says, it's an issue the Biden administration needs to focus on.
Very concerned. The fact that Mexico has even tried this, I find troubling. The fact that President Biden hasn't said a word about it from the stage, I'm concerned. But we do have this, call it a fallback mechanism for what is called dispute resolution. It can be cumbersome, but it is a process.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. He says it is concerning without the response from the President of the United States, and saying as a member of the legislative branch, we ultimately approve a trade agreement. The negotiation of trade agreements historically has been from the administration, from the executive branch. As he says, the issue is important for Nebraska's involvement in global trade.
Wichita State softball is back, and single game tickets and outfield decks for your group are available now. As Shocker softball continues to new heights following their NCAA regional appearance, they're led by reigning AAC Player of the Year, Addison Barnard, and All-American Sydney McKinney. It's the hottest ticket in town. Seating in Wilkins Stadium is limited, and tickets are selling fast. Purchase your single game tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or reserve your very own outfield deck by calling 316-978-FANS today.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/taxaide or 888-AARP-NOW.
The first public meeting regarding the proposed jail project in Marshall County was held in Marysville Tuesday evening and drew some 30 residents. During the two-hour-plus meeting, the project evolution was outlined. The architect, construction manager at risk, and bond counsel presented information. Plans were initiated nearly 6 years ago to remodel and expand the existing facility, with an initial 15,400-square-foot expansion project estimated at $5.9 million in 2019. During COVID, plans shifted to a location east of Marysville with purchase of land in late 2020. Designs were contracted. AHRS Construction was hired late in 2021 as construction manager at risk. After reducing the initial size some 2,000 square feet, an estimate for 21,300-square-foot facility was estimated this past year at over $12 million. Commissioners passed a resolution to finance up to $6.5 million through a lease purchase, which was challenged by citizen protest, resulting in a special election on the funding set for April 25th. Sheriff Tim Ackerman shared a video of the current jail, noting safety and functionality concerns. He said that a new jail is needed.
As you can tell, some of the places in this jail are unsafe and are a liability. We are out of room as we have tried to utilize every space possible. The new jail has become necessary, not a want.
The architect shared design plans and noted inadequate space and parking concerns if the current site were expanded and underlined safety and security challenges. The new facility would be single level with options for future expansion if additional judicial center functions or space were acquired down the road.
Because that I think matters when it's related to what your community needs and then what's the long term to that. Because there's been a lot of thought, and as the commissioner stated at the very beginning of this meeting, this wasn't something that just happened 6 months ago. This has been a thought process that your community, your commissioners, and your sheriffs have had for many, many years. And it's a safety security piece. And so I want to talk through that a tad bit.
He noted that this is a long-term design.
So the county chose a site right down here by the subway, right behind the subway, for a new facility. Very progressive in thinking through what that site can be. We were actually just talking a little bit today about it some more. And the fact that the site is not just, hey, let's put the new jail and the sheriff's office out here. There's a plan for it. It's a plan for 40 years. It's a plan for 50 years. It's a plan for 60 years. The plan allows for the community to think down the road. It can allow for additional expansion of the current jail if that is ever needed. Okay. It can allow for court and or administration on this site next to the building. All of those things are forward thinking as it relates to what we're trying to get accomplished. So I think those are things to think about.
An AHRS representative talked cost of the project.
To know that, I mean, we're basically at the point where we're going to build you the best facility for the best cost out there. Our job is to find as many subcontractors, get into the area. We have great relationships with bringing people to the area. We know we can bring people in and get a good price for this project. And going through this design process, we've also, I know we've taken a hard look with the commissioners, with Jeff and his team, to what do we really need, what can we cut out, what is necessary, and what's what is excess. And I think we've come up with a good project.
Additional public meetings are being planned for Blue Rapids and perhaps Beatty in the near future. Dates and locations to be determined. A fatality accident was reported Sunday morning south of Marysville, which claimed the life of a Blue Rapids man. 25-year-old Caleb Pinnick lost control on Pheasant Road near 12th Road, struck a mailbox, then overcorrected and went into the ditch, rolling twice, striking a post and a tree, then ending up in a dry creek bed. That accident reportedly occurred shortly before 8 a.m. Sunday, and Caleb Pinnick of Blue Rapids was found dead at the scene. The artist exhibition for Sarah Russell at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art in Marysville will be Thursday evening. It was postponed from last week and runs 5 until 6:30. The exhibition by Russell runs through March 30th with the Art Center open Thursday and Tuesday evenings 4 until 6, Saturdays 10 to 2, Sundays noon to 3. The Washington County Historical Society meeting and program is planned in Washington. That was postponed from last Thursday. We'll begin this evening at 7 at the FNB Basement Meeting Room in Washington and is open to the public. Charles R. Chuck Wilkinson, age 69, of Barnes, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday 1 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Chuck Wilkinson. Lisa A. Repke, age 60, of Blue Rapids, passed away a year ago, March 21st. Graveside service this Friday at 1 p.m. at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Lisa Repke. Caleb A. Pinnick, age 25, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the family cemetery south of Prospect Hill. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Caleb Pinnick. Rosemary Klausenbutcher, age 88, of Greenleaf, passed away February 3rd. A memorial mass is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Rosie Klausenbutcher. Sandra D. Penn, age 70, of Topeka, formerly Vermilion, passed away March 6th. Funeral service is planned Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Sandra Penn.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys for the life well.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying cloudy today with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Another slight chance for some rain showers on Friday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid-50s. And showers may continue throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Still a chance for some rain showers on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And rain showers may continue over Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Cloudy on Sunday with a slight chance for some rain showers and our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. And more rain possible over Sunday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Rain showers early on Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s, and partly cloudy Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March 59, record high on this date 89, the average low 34, and the record low 13 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:26, sunset this evening at 7:41.
For an ornamental bush with a big splash of spring color, don't forsake forsythia. All about one of springtime's earliest bloomers today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 23rd, the 82nd day of the year. Actresses Joan Crawford and Carrie Russell were both born on this day. Yellow may mean caution on the freeway, but in nature it means full speed ahead for springtime. We're talking about that yellow bush that will soon be bursting into bloom, forsythia. Named after Scottish botanist William Forsyth, it is as much of a harbinger of spring as robins and earthworms. But if your forsythia isn't looking as vibrant as it used to, it may be time for some renewal pruning. That means removing up to a third of the canes or branches. But be careful to prune only new growth. The blossoms for next year's blooms are already forming inside the old wood. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find our recommended monthly outdoor chores at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball back in action again today for the Sweet 16 as the NCAA tournament continues on nationwide. And the number 3 seed Kansas State Wildcats are back in action again as well with their tip-off for the evening game at 5:30 against the number 7 seed Michigan State Spartans. Kansas State has worked their way up both in the Big 12 Conference and going into the tournament after winning the first round against number 14 Montana State 77-65. The second round of the NCAA tournament against the number 6 Kentucky Wildcats, 75-69.
Michigan State, the only Big Ten team that got to the Sweet 16. And, of course, it's coached by Tom Izzo. They did a great job of beating Marquette 69-60 in Columbus. Look, Joey Hauser's played well in the first week. How do they deal with K-State, which took down Kentucky 75-69 in the second round? This is going to be a very difficult assignment for those Michigan State guards.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
With the basketball season over for the Kansas Jayhawks, Kansas redshirt junior Jalen Wilson has officially been named one of the 4 finalists for the upcoming 2023 Jersey Mike's Naismith Trophy. And if selected, Wilson would become the 3rd Jayhawk to win the trophy, joining Danny Manning in 1988 and Frank Mason III in 2017. KAKE News reports that other finalists going into this year's competition includes Zach Eddy from Purdue, Tracy Jackson Davis from Indiana, and Drew Tim from Gonzaga. The announcement for the winner will be made on Sunday, April 2nd at the brunch in Houston, along with the Coach of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year awards. Wilson is the Jayhawks' 32nd all-time consensus All-America first-team honoree. In other news, Wichita State University has announced a new head coach for their basketball team for the Shockers as well. As KAKE News reports, the former coach from Oral Roberts, Paul Mills, has been introduced on Thursday this week as the 27th head coach for the Shockers basketball team. Mills had spent 6 seasons with Oral Roberts basketball. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
out what's bugging you and your house plants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Add some year-round beauty to the landscape with the drought-tolerant Russian sage that's hardy in zones 4 to 9. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The fine foliage, blue flowers, and fragrance add beauty to the landscape throughout the growing season. Leave the plants stand for winter to increase hardiness, provide habitat for beneficial insects, while adding a bit of interest to the winter garden. Prune plants back to 4 to 6 inches in late winter or early spring. If your plants tend to flop during the summer, you can cut them a second time. Prune the plants back halfway once they reach 12 inches tall. Or purchase one of the compact varieties that won't flop. Little Lace is 14 inches tall. Pika Blue is just over 2 feet, while Denim and Lace is slightly taller at 30 inches. If you want a bit more height but no flopping, try Little Spires at 3 to 4 feet tall. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
In the early and mid-1900s, passenger train service was common in most cities of any size. Today, the passengers and freight have vanished from most of those stations. Only a few remain. Most are now simply historic structures, reminding us of the way things once were. Today, we visit one of those important depots on this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside, as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The train station in Clarksville, Tennessee, not only served an important purpose in handling passengers and freight, it's been linked to several well-known songs.
One of the songs, besides a song that most people are aware of Last Train to Clarksville, is also The Night Train to Memphis. Okay, well, the train from here to Memphis was a day train.
C. David Elliott says he rode many a train from this station, including that day train to Memphis.
Clarksville and this station were very, very busy, and the board behind Andrew, shows three trains going north and three trains going south per day, and this was in 1953.
Clarksville's proximity to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, also made this an important train depot.
During World War II, so much of the traffic was military. Either people coming, guys coming in to go to basic training or being shipped out. Both the L&N and the Tennessee Central were highly used during that time.
The historic depot here has been restored. David has many memories.
In this particular office that we're sitting in, I can remember P.O. Bledsoe became Ticketmaster during World War II and remained Ticketmaster into the 60s when the last train for Clarksville actually happened.
It's that last train to Clarksville that has special meaning, for it was a song released by the Monkees in 1966 that mentioned the town. But was it really about this station? The answer next time as we travel the countryside in Clarksville, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction of tractors, machinery, and machine shop tools for the Tony Starr Trust Saturday, March 25th, 10 a.m. at 741 6th Road at Herkimer. Selling old stock and new stock car parts and accessories, machine shop power tools, locking metal cabinets, hand tools, old cars and bodies, collectibles, some salvage irons, signs. Selling tractors, machinery, and a truck at 1 o'clock, including a John Deere 4230 diesel, 500-gallon 58-foot boom sprayer, 65 John Deere 3020 propane tractor, John Deere 60 narrow front tractor, John Deere A with a front loader bucket, Farmall M, also selling a soil mover, disc, propane, and other generators, 16-foot steel bed car trailer, and miscellaneous. This auction for the Tony Starr Trust, Saturday, March 25th, begins at 10 a.m. at 741 6th Road, Herkimer. Olmsted and Sandstrom will conduct the auction.
Manure is an abundant fertilizer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's mutually beneficial with cover crops to improve soil and hang on to soil nutrients as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
For centuries, livestock manure has been valued for providing nutrients for crops and increasing soil quality. Cover crops do the same thing and prevent nutrients from leaching. Pairing the two together combines their benefits and can address issues such as manure storage capabilities and the number of acres available for spreading. Dan Anderson is an assistant professor in the Ag and Biosystems Engineering Department at Iowa State University. He says there are variables that can affect how well this works.
Depending on what tillage implement, how are we injecting that manure into the soil? How does it disturb the cover crop? How does the cover crop recover? And then things like, what does that do for nutrient cycling? We know that normally we talk about cover crops scavenging for nitrogen, for residual nitrogen in the soil. Well, if we were putting manure on in the fall and still growing that cover crop, it's a little bit different. It's almost like a fertilized crop. So there's just a few differences in how we want to understand that, think about it, and use it in the system.
Should you plant the cover crop before or after you put manure on? He says either one can work. They do see a little bit better tie-up of nitrogen if the cover crop is planted first, but the process should be based on how the farmer can integrate it into his system. In terms of water supply, nitrogen from the manure tends to stay put rather than leaching away.
What we've seen is when we've had cover crops integrated in that system, we've reduced nitrogen losses by somewhere around 20 to 30% with the cover crop. So it's actually a benefit. And certainly you can think about cover crops as improving soil tilth and giving us some of that macro pore, maybe potential for flow. But we tend to see the opposite. We get better soil structure and that increases the water holding capacity in that soil. So when we put the manure on, it actually stays in the topsoil.
Learn more about integrating cover crops and manure at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's important to save money, but don't be fooled by that four-letter word. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Sometimes I have to laugh when I see an ad for something pricey, telling me I'm going to save money if I buy it. I laugh because I would love to save some extra cash, but I don't think buying an item I don't need is going to save me anything at all. As a matter of fact, it will probably do just the opposite, costing me several hundred dollars. Here's what I've found. 9 times out of 10, when I buy something only because it's on sale, I might feel a moment of temporary satisfaction, but it always leads to buyer's remorse. And, even worse, I took money I would have put into savings to buy something that's not saving me anything at all. So don't fall into the sales trap. Even though it's tempting, keep your long-term goals in mind. You'll have more savings in the long run. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
The Peterson Brothers, social media stars and ambassadors for agriculture, today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right-spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming fieldwork. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. You've probably seen at least one of the YouTube videos created by the Peterson brothers, who farm in central Kansas. Greg, the oldest, came up with the idea in 2012.
Our goal from the start is to entertain and draw people in and then bring in the education, whether that's through our informational videos or through our blogs or through some of our posts on other platforms besides YouTube.
Many of the videos are farm-themed parodies of popular songs. Here's Kendall Peterson.
We have teachers all the time tell us that they play our parody videos in school. And think about all these elementary school students around the country that are talking about agriculture after watching one of our videos.
Greg Peterson says their social media efforts help personalize farming.
It's not always about what you're doing. It's more about who you are. People are really interested in your personality and your family and the people who are behind raising their food, not necessarily the ways they're doing it. They want to learn about that too, but they want to learn about you first.
And brother Nathan Peterson says their efforts reflect a pride in being farmers.
Every farm has a story and why they do what they do, and everyone's trying to get better at what they do. And I think showing that and telling that, I mean, maybe it's just locally you're sharing, but that still makes a difference.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
So get your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, a number of next-generation farmers spoke during a panel discussion during the AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit. Mitchell Hora is the founder and CEO of Continuum Ag and a farmer from Iowa. He says the most important thing for policymakers to remember is farmer innovation.
So my ask really boils down to allow for flexibility within programs, allow for more of the research to be done, allow for innovators to be innovative. What I mean by that is some of the policies around the actual like farm programs themselves, ARC and PLC, for example, some of the things within EQIP, CSP, and the crop insurance programs, there's a lot of restrictions there. It's a lot of keep to the book and stay to the book, farmer. Here's what the rules say, only do that.
Warren talks about how that the lack of flexibility affects his Iowa farm.
As we were trying new things like relay cropping, where we're growing our own cover crop seed, we've had to do that without crop insurance. Because in crop insurance and in the RMA best practices, relay cropping is not one of those things. Even though now this will be our fifth year using relay cropping, and relay cropping added an extra $300 per acre to our bottom line profitability last year.
Valerie Levine is a dairy farmer from New York State, and she'd like to see some updates to the dairy margin coverage program in the next farm bill.
if we could see some updating in the dairy margin coverage, the production levels are very outdated.
And now let's look at your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. Your 4-inch soil temperature at Hiawatha is 43. It's 41 at Washington, 42 at Central, 43 at Phillipsburg, 41 at Norton, 39 at Atwood, 38 at St. Francis, and 51 at Johnson City. And that's your market information.
Wichita State Baseball takes their show across town to Riverfront Stadium as they face off against reigning national runner-up Oklahoma on Tuesday, March 28th at 6 p.m. Be there as the historically filled Shocker Baseball program makes their third all-time appearance at the new downtown Wichita Ballpark. It's a baseball lover's dream. Tickets start as low as $4 for youth and $8 for adults. Get yours today at goshockers.com/WSU Riverfront or call the Wind Surge ticket office at 316-221-8000.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a big two-day auction for Raider Implement Company Saturday, March 25th and continuing Monday, March 27th. Raider Implement was started in the early 1950s. Alfred Raider was known throughout the Midwest for selling bale wagons, good-used machinery, and trucks. Over 500 pallets of parts, plus Saturday they'll be selling hand tools, shop tools, lawnmowers, fuel tanks, and new iron. Monday they'll continue with pallets of parts until noon, and then follow with tractors, dozers, trucks, machinery, and the balance of the parts. This big two-day auction for Raider Implement Company, Saturday, March 25th, begins at 10 a.m. and continues Monday, March 27th, 10 a.m. at the location 4 miles north of Centralia on Highway 187 to 120th Road, then 3/4 mile east. For additional details, go online to Klein Realty and Auction. For information or viewing, contact Terry Muting or Jim Rader. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale Saturday, March 25th and Monday, March 27th.
When it comes to funding programs in the 2023 Farm Bill, the government is not exempt from inflation. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
American Farm Bureau Federation economist Danny Munch explains that the Congressional Budget Office performs economic analysis for congressional offices. CBO conducts baseline outline projections for programs that include the current year as well as a 10-year outlook. Munch wrote a market intel report on a 2023 farm bill. He talks about the main titles of the farm bill itself.
We have sort of five main groups. You have your nutrition, which is primarily made up of that supplemental nutrition assistance program, SNAP. Then you have your farm commodity programs, which includes things like ARC, PLC, dairy margin coverage, crop insurance you have as your third, all of your conservation programs, your fourth, and then a bunch of different miscellaneous programs that includes trade and horticulture and things like that.
He highlights one of the biggest takeaways from the CBO Farm Bill projections.
Nutrition outlays are expected to increase 6% for this year and 8% or $93 billion between 2023 and 2034. So a large increase in nutrition spending linked to what? Well, the cost increases for consumers at the store. You know, with inflation and food cost increases across the country, government programs are not exempt from those increases when they look to reevaluate how much a nutritious meal costs.
Munch says that with nutrition costs going up, that means the cost of the farm bill will go up as well.
So for over that 10 years, we expect to have the first over $1 trillion farm bill, almost $1.5 trillion, with 82% of that being nutrition assistance.
Once again, AFBF economist Danny Munch. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on the 2023 farm bill, go to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Thursday. Here's what we're looking at right now with the markets. You've got May corn down 2.5 at 6.31. July corn 6.10 1/4. That's down 1.5. Kansas City wheat for May 8.21 right now. That's up 9.75. July Kansas City wheat 8.07 3/4. And that's up 8.5. May oats right now, 362, that's down 0.5. July oats at 356 1/4, that's down 1 right now. And let's take a look at soybeans right now. Soybeans for May, 14.22 1/4. That's down 26.5 right now. July soybeans down 23 3/4 at 14.01 1/4. Cotton for July, 77.80 is your current price. That's down $1.09. Cotton for December at 78.90, that's down 91 cents. Live cattle for April, 162.17.5 cents. That's down 12.5 cents. Live cattle for June, 155.85. That's down a nickel right now. Feeder cattle for March, 188.60. That's up 35 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 194.65. That's up 27.5 cents. Crude oil for May right now, down 73. Down 73 cents at 70.21. Crude oil for June down 65 cents at 70.37. Gold for April, 1994 right now. That's up $44.40. June gold, 2011.50. And that's up $44.70. Wall Street having a good day today. The Dow up 161. S&P up 31. NASDAQ up 174. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Thursday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Did you know that Kansas is a fire-adapted landscape? And prescribed fires play a critical role in maintaining our grasslands' health and reducing wildfire risk? From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Luke Burning, Kansas Forest Service fuel specialist, gives insight on prescribed burning in Kansas.
If you're applying it appropriately, you can increase your foliar nutrition on your grass. You can increase the vigor of your desired species that'll outcompete species that aren't favorable for fire. You can set back undesired species. The key here is that it has to be applied appropriately. You have to know your plant community. You have to know your local conditions, because all these things play into how that fire affects your plant community out there. If you burn at the wrong time, you can have the exact opposite effect. You can reduce the nutrition. You can set back your production of grass for multiple years. If you burn at the wrong time, if you burn during a drought, it can take up to 3 years for you to recover your production. Knowing what you have and the most appropriate way for that grassland to be managed with fire is how you can make sure that you're not leaving something on the table and you're not harming your pastures.
Burning explains when burns will take place and why.
The end of March and beginning of April is really when things start to light up. Here in the Flint Hills, we'll actually burn about 2 million acres over the course of 3 to 5 days. And so that traditional burn period comes from some research that was published here in 1968 at K-State. And that research showed that that late March, early April time frame resulted in the greatest gains for stocker calves. Some recent research out of the stocker unit here at K-State has proven that alternate burn windows can bring identical gains, along with the beneficial side effects of controlling Sericea, old world blue stem, and doing a better job of controlling brush. So this goes back to knowing your plant community. The traditional time frame might be the right choice for you, but we're learning that we can still have a productive cattle operation and also receive other benefits if we consider other options.
He continues by discussing the regulations that come with burning.
Generally, what I've seen in Kansas is that at a minimum, you're going to have to call dispatch and let them know where you're burning. And the thought behind that is that somebody's going to call it in. They're going to say that, you know, there's a smoke plume over there, and then the dispatcher can respond. You know, they can look and say, oh, you know what, we have a prescribed fire going on over there on road A, and it's under control. And so that way they don't have to send out volunteer firefighters to something that is not an issue. And so at a minimum, call in dispatch, but it varies by county. So on that, it's just referring to your local regulations. And often those will be posted on the county's website.
That's Kansas Forest Service fuel specialist Luke Burning with insight on prescribed burning in Kansas. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Thank you.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
We've been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.